I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
Don Stettin from Brainerd joins us now. Are you in the hot tub? That's the question.
Good morning.
Yeah.
No, we're still cozy in bed. You know, we're just waking up with the newspapers and KXE.
Well, hello.
And coffee.
Now, is it actual papers or online papers?
No, we do the actual papers.
Good for you.
So it paddles out to the mailbox.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to every day.
So you said papers, so more than one?
Well, there's a shopper this morning, too, you know.
Yeah.
So we get the Brainerd paper in the morning.
Okay.
You got to find out what's going in this town here, you know.
That's right. You got to keep on top of things. So you already have had your coffee in bed.
Yeah, we actually went out in the kitchen, fired up the Jura, you know, our Swiss coffee maker.
Nice.
I started my day because I have a lot to do with a cup of strong, and Joe had a cup of regular. And then I pulled out a recipe that I had used a number of years ago out of the Brainerd paper. And I hadn't made for breakfast muffins. And I hadn't made them for a while. And I made a batch a couple weeks ago. And we realized they are just, like, so good. And I made another batch yesterday.
What's in them?
Well, flour, you know, the usual suspects and the dry ingredients, and then eggs and buttermilk and ham and cheese and green onion and a little bit of pepper.
A savory muffin. I like this.
Yes. Yes.
So was everything in it with the batter?
What? You got to speak up a little, John. Well, you're on the radio.
When you say
no, not you, Don. John.
No. When you say you put that in it, is it all mixed in with the batter?
Yeah, you make it just like a regular muffin batter. You know, mix the dry ingredients, mix the wet ingredients, put them together, bake them in a muffin pan, and, you know, they get kind of crispy and brown, and they look lovely. And so we popped a couple in the oven this morning just to warm them up, and then they were wonderful, wonderfully crunchy, and we really enjoyed them.
Wow, that's
awesome. And now we're ready for our day because we have a lot on the agenda. We're hosting Sarah Thompson at Grassroots.
Nice.
And yes.
So what's
your busy day?
So Grassroots tonight at the Live Well Nightclub and Coffee Bar in Nisswa, the Journey Church. Tell us about her.
Well, you know, she's from Duluth, Minnesota, and just a wonderful message. I think a message that everyone could use right now. You know, let's just come together and you know, come together and do what we need to do. And I'm really looking forward to her. I think I could use some Sarah Thompson right now. I've been listening to her CD at rather high volume this week, and I think I can attest that she would be wonderful to hear tonight.
So you said you were still in bed, I think, right?
Yes, we are.
So did you eat your muffin in bed?
We did.
Nice. I like
so
that.
We're kind of decadent. We got the flannel sheets and we're cozy here. And we kind of do that in our retirement. We wake up a little slowly, you know. You don't have to jump out of bed anymore on most days.
Right.
So let's go ahead.
We enjoy that.
So here's the deal. Do you read the paper sitting up? Do you have extra pillows? Because you can't drink coffee laying down either in bed.
Yeah, we got the extra pillows. We got the regular pillows that we put our head on. And then we got some kind of decorator shams that we can prop ourselves up with. Unlike at the Brown household, I'm kind of decadent because we use the shams. They're on the bed during the day and behind the pillows. And then whenever I wash the sheets, I wash the shams too. So they're not decorator ones that you have to put away.
Do you remember Aaron Brown talking about this at the Great Northern and the pillows?
So are
enjoyed that.
Are your shams?
That was the best part of that show.
It was great.
Are your shams behind the official pillow or the shams out front? For the prop?
The shams are behind the official pillow because I think they're actually, they're a little bit bigger, I think.
Okay.
Kind of a firmer fabric, perhaps.
Exactly, yeah.
Nice. Do you remember those pillows? I don't know if they still make them that have like the armrests on them so you could read in bed?
Yeah, my mom had one.
Yeah.
My mom had everything in the world.
You don't see those anymore.
No, you don't.
She still does in her house.
I think I got one year for Christmas and I thought it was going to be just fantastic, but what ended up happening would be I'd fall asleep while I was reading and then it'd be like wound up in this weird pillow, you know, because it was just oddly shaped and... I don't know.
Okay, Don, let's go back to the newspaper now. Do you snap your newspaper and fold it in half crisply, or do you keep it wide open?
Well, Joe usually reads it first, and then he passes it on to me, and I read it wide open.
Wide open. That takes a little bit of effort. It's almost an aerobic workout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Don, I know you're a big reader. What you reading right now?
Well, I'm reading Evicted. It's our book for
The
Max Books, Burgers, and Brews.
That's right.
Brainerd Public Library Book Club.
We've been announcing that. Have you been to one of those before?
We've been in it since the beginning.
Nice.
And I think we're about 2 years now or so. We get a really good turnout, and it's fun. And Prairie Bay looks at the title we're reading, and they kind of... pair the menu somewhat on the book.
And okay, so tell me about the book. It's called Evicted, right?
Yeah. It's, it's nonfiction written by Matthew Desmond, Poverty and Profit in the American City. So it takes place in Milwaukee. So kind of a hard book to read, but, it's, an important topic.
Can you take us behind the scenes in a book club? What actually happens? Are there rules for every book club? Do you just go around and everybody tells their opinion, or do you take a paragraph and discuss it? How the heck does it work?
Well, our Friends of the Library president, Sheila D. Chantel, kind of prepares with our staff person, Laura Hall, kind of a PowerPoint and walks us through, the questions that are available, or sometimes we Skype with the author.
Whoa.
Look at a video of the author speaking about the book, and then we take questions. One of them runs around with a microphone, and we get the responses. It's always fun. And it's kind of a co-ed book club. We wanted a book club. We at the library, we have our book club in a bag, that we have like 100 titles that you can check out for your book club. And most of the book clubs are female. So we wanted to get a few more guys coming to this book club. And there are some that come on a regular basis.
And how are the addition of men to the club? Is it good?
Yeah, I like it. Because it's a kind of a bit of a date night for us and Prairie Bay cooks, and so that's always good.
We're talking to Don Stettin from the Brainerd area. Now, Don, how does it work? Do you guys each get a copy of the book, or are you fighting over the book if you both are going to this book club meeting?
Well, we have 2 weeks, and so I'm finishing it up, and then Joe will take it. Sometimes we do get two copies if there are copies available, and Friends of the Library buys extra copies of these books, and then after the book club night, if someone would like to purchase them for $5 just to give to a friend, they're available for that.
Oh, nice. Well, so tell us how long you've been listening to KAXE.
A very long time. So, like years and years ago, we were coming back from the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and we overnighted for a couple nights at our cabin on Owen Lake, and we turned on the radio, and someone was doing kind of a recap of the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and we were floating on air mattresses, I think with like tequila sunrises.
Nice.
And we discovered KXE, and we listened to the music that we had just been loving in Winnipeg and just thought, this is heaven.
And you've been a member ever since, you guys. Appreciate it.
Yes.
So do you know for what's for breakfast, you get a parting gift today from Homestead Mills Don. You either get country bread, country blend cereal, or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your flat in a cream-colored linen bag. Which one are you going with?
I think the wild rice pancakes.
They're in the mail. Thanks for being a member. Thanks for joining us.
All right.
Have fun at Grassroots tonight.
We will.
All right. Thanks
guys.
A lot.
Keep on doing the good work.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. You too.
Yes, we'll be friends. But won't you walk a mile with me, brother?